Welcome to iPod, a podcast series from Ophthalmology Times in which we engage with key opinion leaders in interviews about the latest innovations in the areas of surgery, clinical diagnosis, therapeutics, imaging, device technology, gene and cell therapy, practice management, and other cutting-edge topics. I'm your host, David Hutton. My guest today is iNook founder and CEO, Kaushal Solanki. Thank you so much for joining us today. In this episode, we're going to discuss the current state of AI in ophthalmology. But first, tell us what drives someone with a background in electrical engineering working for the Defense Department to form a company with a focus on AI for ophthalmology.
Thanks, David, for having me. So, you know, that's where it gets personal, right? So with you know, trained as a machine learning or artificial intelligence scientist, you know, I got my PhD from UC Santa Barbara, and I was working at a startup company with my PhD advisor, working on, you know, cutting edge work with drones and satellite imaging and whatnot. So, you know, my expertise was processing automatically information from these images to come to very actionable conclusions for the DoD and other projects. And, you know, one of the days I just, you know, made a routine visit to an optometrist who was just across the street. And, he, you know, he now is a friend of mine. But, you know, at that time he said, "Kaushal, you might have silently developing glaucoma." And I'm like, "What do you mean?" And he said, you have a bigger cup to disgrace you. You got to see an ophthalmologist as soon as possible." And him and I tried to make an appointment for an ophthalmologist. And it took like 4.5 months. And I remember I had like the best insurance that money could buy, but still I had to wait. So that gave me time to look at, you know, what's the problem. And turns out some of the skills that I had on automatic analysis of images using artificial intelligence could be applied to, you know, these problems in healthcare where, you know, if people like me have problems with access, I'm sure there would be, you know, millions globally who would have something similar. And it checked out pretty soon. You know, when I looked at these problems and related problems, diabetic retinopathy turned out to be one. And again, it hit home where my father, who had diabetes for like almost 10 years then, never had an eye exam. And so that confirmed that this is really a problem of knowledge access, and that can be solved by using artificial intelligence by analyzing these images at the point of care. And so that led to founding of the company, and fast forward today, you know, we are very proud to have being usage in 5 continents globally, 18 countries and growing. So that's the story.
What are some of the trends we're seeing in AI and ophthalmology?
So let me start with, you know, just looking at AI in healthcare. And I got a very, back in the days, a fresh look at how AI could assist healthcare. And this was when the company was founded back in 2010. You know, no one was talking about using AI in healthcare. You know, it's been a lot more recent where activity has picked up. So I could think of it, you know, from a very basic fundamentals. And looking at that, you know, I look at, you know, 3 ways that AI could help healthcare. First is what I call a spell check AI. So, you know, it works in the background and, you know, flags any errors for existing programs. Second is, you know, fully autonomous AI, where, you know, AI is letting a healthcare professional scale, especially specialists, to places where they are not being available anywhere. And third is what I call superpower AI, which goes above and beyond what doctors could do today. It can come up with biomarkers or metrics or predictive predictive biomarkers that could do things that doctors cannot do today. And with that framework in mind, we applied it to ophthalmology, which is also a very great opportunity, so to speak, because ophthalmology is a field where it's actionable. So, you know, doctors can, you know, provide a treatment, do a cataract surgery, do something simple, and patient walks away with restored vision. And with that in mind, we are still in these situations where patients or, you know, people are losing vision without any symptoms. And hence, that's where AI comes in, especially for the field of ophthalmology, where if only we could detect these diseases in patients early enough, we have treatments, we have surgical tools to restore vision, which really doesn't exist in many other fields. Like, you know, a patient could go through cataract surgery or anti-VEGF treatments and their vision is restored, but we need detection tools, tools to screen, you know, population to find these diseases. And that's where AI comes in for enabling early disease detection, for enabling, you know, monitoring of diseases, and again, for improving accuracy of doctors using spell check that I mentioned.
You kind of alluded to it, but what makes AI particularly attractive option for use in ophthalmology?
So, it, you know, like I said, and I, that, you know, ophthalmology is a field where clinicians can do something so long as disease is detected early. Now, when we look at early disease detection for diseases like diabetic retinopathy, anybody with diabetes, which is, you know, over 500 million patients worldwide, is vulnerable to losing vision. But we do not have enough specialist resources, enough eye care professionals to screen this large growing population. And that's where AI could come in in a fully autonomous manner to detect disease, identify those patients who need further monitoring or treatment that can go see an ophthalmologist in time and get their diseases treated. So that's why, and also if you look at the regulatory landscape, ophthalmology is the only field where fully autonomous AI is cleared by the FDA or, you know, global regulatory bodies. And that is also something that brings to fore the advancement that AI in ophthalmology has made.
Whenever AI is brought up, often the initial thought is that it's going to replace humans. Tell us how this technology is actually designed to help humans be more efficient.
Yeah, I think what I would say is that this technology is designed to help humans be a lot more effective. So, you know, I would go back to what I mentioned previously, like, you know, AI could provide a spell check, and, you know, nobody in the world would say a spell check in word processor is not useful. So for those who have an existing system in place, AI could work in the background, make them more effective. For situations where enough diabetes patients are not seeing their eye care doctor, we could make it autonomous and let the screening happen at the point of care. So, you know, this could be primary care clinics, this could be pharmacies, where the mass screening or mass disease detection could happen, and those specialists could come in. And so, and then we can start using superpower AI, which is, you know, monitoring of smallest changes between successive visits and using that to predict what's going to happen in the future so that we start helping these patients a lot more.
Excellent. And, you know, just how can AI be used by ophthalmologists ultimately to provide better outcomes for their patients?
So again, you know, like I said, going back, you know, AI could work like a spell check for, especially for ophthalmologists. AI could also help predict outcomes, which is also something, you know, our group is working on, looking at smallest of changes that happen between successive visits, to and quantify it, which is something that doctors really cannot do on their own. It just takes a lot of time and effort, which is not practical. But we would not just look at these changes, but we'd also use them to predict the potential outcomes for patients. And it can also help ophthalmologists by offloading the routine screening to primary care, which is, again, today, people like me, you know, needing to wait 4.5 months and then just finding out that I'm fine is not the best use of that time. And so those routine screenings can happen in primary care offices. Those who need treatment, that's where ophthalmologist and retina specialist or glaucoma specialist could be a lot more effective.
What are some of the eye diseases that AI can now screen for?
AI can already screen for multiple vision-threatening diseases like, you know, diabetic retinopathy, where anyone with diabetes is vulnerable to vision loss that progresses without any symptoms. It can also screen for age-related macular degeneration. So it's the leading cause of blindness in seniors. You know, typically anybody over 55 is vulnerable to this, you know, degeneration, to this macular degeneration, and that can also be detected, progresses without any symptoms like other diseases and can be detected. The third is glaucoma, where it is also one of the leading causes of blindness globally, and especially for African Americans. And certain signs of this disease can be detected. Now, these are diseases that are already approved and in use in global markets. Not yet US. So in the US, only diabetic retinopathy is cleared, but the retina, just taking a step back, the human eye is a unique organ in our body that provides non-invasive imaging of the microvasculature, the cardiovascular system, the optic nerve head, which is extension of the brain. And so looking into the future, this also provides detection, early detection of diseases like, say, Alzheimer's disease or cardiovascular risk or chronic kidney disease and many of these chronic conditions that manifest in the body because of issues in microvasculature. So, you know, if we have microvasculature issues in the eye, you can be sure that similar mechanism is happening in the kidneys or the heart. So we already have, early stages of work on Alzheimer's disease, for example, you know, working with Mayo Clinic on defining structural markers that can predict or detect worsening of the brain before any after actual dementia-like symptoms occur. So that's just one example of the things that can be seen through the eye. And a final comment here is that as I said, this retinal imaging with AI has the potential to be a diagnostic platform of tomorrow.
You mentioned that you have more approvals globally than we do here in the U.S. Is there any timetable for getting more approvals here in the U.S.?
We are absolutely working on getting more approvals in the U.S., and that makes our system a lot more powerful. So, you know, currently we recently announced approval of AMD and glaucoma in addition to diabetic retinopathy in the European Union. And what it does is that, you know, there are systems installed, people are trained to take these images, and it's just a click of a button that they start getting a lot more powerful reports. So, you know, previously it was one disease, now they can get three diseases. They can also help a lot more patients. So previously they could only screen people with diabetes. Now they can also screen seniors. So it is multiplying our impact in many ways. And we absolutely are looking at bringing the same in the US market. We are working with the FDA. It's hard to predict the timeline, but it's going to be, you know, a year or two before they hit the market.
How has it been received in Europe?
We are in process of launching it to our select customers, especially the existing customers. So it's currently soft launch, but it is really being our customers are very excited to have these capabilities because you know they can screen a lot more patients, and they also feel good that, you know, we are covering many more diseases for these patients.
And lastly, as you look to the future, what do you see the outlook for over the next couple of years for iNook?
I think the future is about growing our footprint. It is also about, like we discussed, adding more and more detection capabilities to our platform. And to that, you know, we are converging towards, you know, what our vision is with which we found the company is to screen every eye in the world for multiple conditions. And, you know, stepping aside, you know, like I said, we believe that retinal imaging paired with AI is set to be the diagnostic platform of the future. And that's because, you know, in a non-invasive way, we can see a lot of things that may be happening in the body. You know, think blood tests, but non-invasive. And so iNook is well positioned to play an instrumental role as we get there. And specifically in the next 2 years, as I said, you know, we want to grow our footprint globally and especially in the US, and we want to add new disease indications, and both of the things we are making solid progress on.
Thanks for listening to this episode of iPod by Ophthalmology Times. If there are topics you would like to hear about, let us know. You can also stay connected with us on Twitter, LinkedIn, or Instagram. We'll see you next time.